You're listening to Vatican Radio.
In Burma, some prisoners are released while others are arrested and jailed. The revolving door of Burmese prisons continues to exasperate international human rights organizations like Burma Campaign UK. Mark Farminer explains the complex situation in Burma and the continuing challenges for the country despite a newly elected democratic government led by Aung San Suu Kyi.
Obviously, it's good news that President Aung San Suu Kyi in Burma has announced the release of around 52 political prisoners. But our concern is that they are still political prisoners at all in the country 5 years after a so-called reform process began. And in the same week as these political prisoners being released, we've seen one activist being jailed for 6 months because he allegedly put something on Facebook that the military didn't like. And another activist who isn't even politically active anymore but was one of the monks that led the uprising back in 2007 has been arrested and is also facing charges and jailed. So we're seeing this revolving door of political prisoners going in and out of prison. And this has been going on for more than 20 years now. There's one organization which tries to document as many of the political prisoners as possible, and it says there is still around 50 political prisoners that it can verify, plus there are around 500 people who are awaiting trial and could be jailed at a future date. But around the country, it's very hard. You can't get access to the prisons. The authorities don't allow access there. Some prisoners are very hard to find out if there's been an incident in some of the more remote ethnic areas. The Burmese army is detaining people. So the number of political prisoners could still be in the high hundreds. We just don't know. And so far, there's been no effort by the government or the international community to try and establish the true numbers. We're hoping that there is an opportunity. I mean, the NLD, the National League for Democracy, who won the election last year, they'll be leading a government. They'll still be having to power share with the military. The military will still control the police force and security services and prisons. But the government should be able to order the release of political prisoners who are still in jail and repeal some of the laws that are used to jail those prisoners. And so ourselves and other human rights organizations, Human Rights Watch, Amnesty, and many others, are calling on the NLD government to establish a comprehensive review committee which can investigate any suspected cases of people being jailed because of their religion, because of their ethnicity, or their political beliefs. Ensure they are released, compensate them, and also look at all the laws that there are being used to jail these, because the police will not be under the control of the NLD government.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.